The 5th annual Warrior Games get underway this weekend in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Over 200 wounded, ill, and injured service members and veterans will compete for their branch of the armed forces. The sports include wheelchair basketball, sitting volleyball. James Rodriguez is Deputy Secretary of Defense for Warrior Care Policy.
The Warrior Games are designed specifically to engage wounded, ill, and injured service members and veterans, in many cases, in adaptive sports competitions, and it encourages them to stay physically active when they return to their local communities following the event. So basically, it's designed to get recovering service members into sports, which aids in their rehabilitation and, of course, also aids in the longevity of their health. So that's why these events are critical to assisting the athletes, not only in their near-term benefits, but also the long-term benefits.
So you're with the Defense Department, but there are a lot of private sponsors, too, on this. Can you explain how you've worked with the private sector and with other entities to make this happen?
Well, the United States Olympic Committee has really been the main driver of these events for the last 5 years. So they have really had the private sector partnerships when putting on the games. And DOD is one of the main sponsors. So we've had a couple of other sponsors that has really worked with the USOC committee to get these games active for the last 5 years.
And it seems like there are a lot of resources that go into them. Am I right?
Oh, yes. There's a lot of resources. Just the resources that are coming from the USOC, as well as the amount of trainers that we have, the amount of coaches that we have. And I think the thing that's really the most important is the specialization of the coaches that have adaptive backgrounds, many of whom are Paralympians themselves. So they come and they work with our athletes all across the countries at various training camps and various trials, because we also put on trials with some of the services around the country where the athletes go and they compete and they buy for a spot on their specific services team to actually compete at the Warrior Games.
So I'm gathering that this is a year-round effort. It's not just this one weekend.
Exactly. This is almost a culmination of the year-round effort. So athletes are competing and training on a daily basis, weekly basis, monthly basis. And some of the athletes compete at various events around the country throughout the year. So this is just the biggest culmination of their training throughout the year.
So tell me a little bit about the athletes, and at what stage are they in their military careers?
Well, most of them, as I mentioned, some are veterans, so they're out of their military careers and they're into their next phase of life, post-military service. But majority of the athletes themselves are at their final stages of their recovery process because they've all been medically cleared. They've gone through numerous rehabilitation efforts, physical therapy, programs that have gotten them to the point where they can participate in the rigorous games as what the Warrior Games are. So they've made a lot of progress in their recovery programs, and they've been cleared to participate in the games. And as I mentioned, some go on to the veteran status, and while they're veterans, they still maintain that physical ability. So they're still training even as veterans, whether they have a full-time employment or they're doing full-time school, but then they come back and get to be around active duty service members during the team competitions as well. So this is an ongoing process during service and post-military service.
And what is the preparation for participating in the Warrior Games like, and how did they get to this level in the first place?
Well, it really starts off at the initial point of when they are injured or they are identified by their recovery care coordinator as someone that can utilize sports as a tool to help them in their recovery process. So it starts on early in their point of treatment, actually, and then they find the right sports for them, because many of them are competing in sports that they never did, even when they were not injured or now with the disabilities that they have. So they're doing a lot of things that many of them is the first time for them. So they prepare in that specific sport or skill throughout the entire year to get ready to compete at the games. And for many of them, it's not only a way for them to aid in the recovery process, but it's a way for them to aid in the psychological process as well, because of the spiritual piece that goes along with some of the sports.
Yeah, we should say that these are not sports that you would necessarily find in a regular Olympics, although you might find in a Paralympics, right? There's sitting volleyball, there's wheelchair basketball, there's also, you know, swimming, cycling, archery. Are these sports that have been designated as particularly helpful in the rehabilitative process?
Yes. And a great point that you made in there is that archery is one of them. So archery, even though it may not seem like it's very physical, it also has a serious mental piece to it, or psychological piece, if you will, to it. They have to be psychologically strong and mentally strong as well, because of the dynamics that go into archery. And as I mentioned, a lot of them have never done that prior to getting injured. So that's one of the valuable resources of sports, is that it aids in various degrees of the recovery process. I think one of the things that's really, really unique about it is that it not only aids in the individual's recovery process, but it aids in the recovery process for the family members as well. Because a lot of the family members, many of them had never even participated in sports, but now because their service members participate in various sports, they are doing sports as well. And it also gets more family involvement in various events. So it's a holistic approach to the recovery process.
We're speaking with James Rodriguez. He is Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Warrior Care Policy. The soldiers, the service members who compete in these games, they're obviously athletic and talented. Not every wounded service member fits into this category, but I'm just wondering, when you look at these elite athletes and your position as being in the Warrior Care Policy office, how do you see, in terms of the rehabilitation and the learning process they go through, as it relates to others who might get injured in battle?
Well, one of the things that we really encourage is that when the athletes are participating in these games, that once the games are over, that they just don't stop there. What we want them to do is get involved in their communities when they return, if they're in the veteran status, or when they return to their units, to get involved with the individuals that are in the early stages of their programs, the early stages of their recovery process. We want them to be ambassadors for the games, ambassadors for sports, as well as showing people that may have similar injuries as themselves that this can be accomplished. And as I mentioned, some of them are doing sports that they never even did when they had all of their abilities. So it proves to other folks that are recently injured that they can get to that level with the right training, the right mental outlook.
And in fact, does the Defense Department, as part of the rehabilitative process, encourage people to do these types of sports? I mean, is it standard?
Yes, it is. I mean, we really put a focus on sports because of the fact that when we are doing the recruitment process for no matter what service you're eventually going into, we look for athletes in the recruitment process because athletes are used to having challenges. So when they go through officer camp school, recruit training, things like that, the physical aspects of it is something that we really look at as creating an opportunity for individuals to take what they did in sports prior to joining the military and taking them into the military service, because we want them to be physically active, because that makes them a better soldier, sailor, airman, marine, or Coast Guard.
So then when they get injured, it's only natural that the sports right away becomes part of the process of them getting back to themselves.
Exactly. It's a natural fit. And I think one of the beauties of it is that when we look at sports, we're also looking at other types of activities that may not be such as physical sports, such as riding a bike or playing wheelchair basketball. There's other things that involved the rehabilitation piece, and that's art therapy, other gardening, other things that really put more into the senses, to the psychological recovery. And we really focus on that as well.
James Rodriguez, I'm going to leave you with my last question being the toughest. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
What is the one competition that's happening over the next couple of days that you are most looking forward to, and why?
Well, you know, I wish I could say it was wheelchair rugby. Coming off the Invictus Games, they actually had wheelchair rugby out there, and that drew a lot of attention. And after the wheelchair rugby games, the individuals that came back, everyone said that they wanted to have wheelchair rugby in the next game. So we've got to take a look at that. But to be honest with you, I think I could not really pick one, because I've been to the games numerous times, and every sport you see something completely different that really motivates you to really support these programs, whether it's swimming, whether it's the individual that's overcoming a major disability and now they're in the pool for the first time, or it's individuals playing together as a team on wheelchair basketball, and they haven't played together as a team in a wheelchair. So there's a lot of things that are unique to each individual activity. So it's hard for me to really pinpoint one of them.